And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the columnist and essayist Russell Baker, born Morrisonville, Virginia, 1927, who wrote the column The Observer for the New York Times from the early 60s to the late 90s, and his memoir Growing Up, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1982. When he succeeded Alastair Cook as the host of Masterpiece Theater on PBS, Russell Baker said, "I'd like to be the man who succeeds the man who succeeds Alastair Cook." It's the birthday of the novelist Danielle Steele, New York City, 1947, who produces a book a year, every year. And to keep up that rate, she works on 3 to 5 books at once, starting out with a long outline, about 50 pages. She goes through it several times herself and with her editor, and then she writes an entire draft in one long push, just sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night, getting up, going back to work, and does not stop until the book is finished. She told the Wall Street Journal last year her favorite movies are romantic comedies. She said, "People might say I have the worst taste in movies, but I want a happy ending. If I wanted to stay home and cry, I could just look at the world around me." It's the birthday of the cartoonist Gary Larson, born Tacoma, Washington, 1950, who drew the syndicated cartoon The Far Side from 1980 to 1995. It's the birthday of Doc Holliday, John Henry Holliday, born in Griffin, Georgia, 1851, studied dentistry, but he couldn't practice because he had tuberculosis and patients were put off by his chronic cough. So he headed west, hoping the desert air would help him live a little bit longer, went off to Dallas, became a gambler there, and wound up in Tombstone in the Arizona Territory in 1880, when he took up with the Earp brothers, who were in the midst of a feud with the Clantons and the McLowry gang, which led to the famous shootout at the OK Corral, October 1881, about 30 shots fired in about 1.5 minute, leaving 3 dead and many wounded. Holliday survived. He died 6 years later of tuberculosis in Colorado. And after his death, the Denver Republican wrote, "Doc Holliday represented a class of men who were disappearing in the New West. He had the reputation of being a bunco man, desperado, and bad man generally. Yet he was a very mild-mannered man, was congenial and companionable, and had many excellent qualities." And it's the birthday of the poet Letitia Elizabeth Landon, born in London, 1802, popular for her romantic poems, which went out of fashion, and then interest in her was revived by an essay about her by Germaine Greer, and scholars began to look at her work again. Here's a poem for today by Stuart Kestenbaum, Prayer for What is Lost. We are moving forward or in some direction, up, down, east, west, to the side, down the canyon walls, watching the light fall on the cliffs, which makes the light seem ancient because the red stone is hundreds of millions of years old. But the light is from today. It is what the plants are moving out of the earth to meet. It heats the air that lifts the birds that float and hover over what is made from now. Prayer for What is Lost, Stuart Kestenbaum, from his collection Prayers and Run-On Sentences, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve what potential customers find online in search engines and review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.